Liano versus Immigration Naturalization Service, Mr. Trace.
May it please the court, Richard Trace for the Alexander Steinoff petitioner appellate. The Board of Immigration decision in this matter and the immigration judge in large part concluded that the economic deprivation suffered by the respondent was not sufficient to place him under the refugee statute requiring that he be his life or freedom.
But if he went back to Bulgaria, he'd be okay as long as he didn't press his claim for his restaurant, wouldn't he?
He might or might. That's seemingly.
And he can't get his restaurant back staying in the United States, so I don't understand how it fits the model of asylum.
His trying to get his restaurant back is, I think, a second stage pursuant to the government's original taking of the restaurant.
No, I understand he has a grievance, and let's assume he's completely justified. Nevertheless, he can live peacefully in Bulgaria as long as he is willing to forget about the restaurant. So that's very different from the ordinary asylum case where the person, if he's deported, sent back to his country of origin, is going to suffer some kind of injury regardless of what he does.
For the most part, it's connected to the restaurant and not personal to him, I agree. And I think that the connection to the restaurant, though, goes to such a fundamental problem in terms of the persecution because it's based upon the communist system to begin with, of the public taking of all this property, and then in 1990 or 1991, the privatization law, which attempted in some part to return the property to these people. So I think it's so fundamental in the communist system that the taking of the property deprived him of something very close and personal to him, and then his trying to get it back, I think he shouldn't be foreclosed of that, because it's so connected to the original taking under
the if he stays here, how will he get it back?
Pardon?
If he stays here, how will he get it back?
He won't. He can't. He's got to go back and try to fight it, or go along with the group of the Union Democratic Party that he was belonged to and had advocated his position back in Bulgaria.
Well, there's no way we can insist on the fact that he was deprived of property.
I think he's entitled to make that assertion upon living there. I think
he's entitled to make that assertion, but he has to go back to make it, he doesn't want to go back.
That's correct. But I think it's so connected to his freedom and his liberty that would be severely curtailed if he were to go back. He can't do this.
And curtailed here, too.
That's correct. But you're right. And I think that's what we're protecting by asylum as well. And any person that comes here who's persecuted, they are trying to assert some form of liberty or life process. He can't do that, just as any other asylum applicant may not be able to speak out or just merely assert themselves based on gender or some other avenue that establishes their
identity. Another way to put Judge Bauer's question, suppose he belonged to a religion in Bulgaria that practices human sacrifice, and Bulgaria doesn't permit that. So he comes to the United States, but he can't he can't do human sacrifice in the United States either. So how would the reason for his leaving Bulgaria be a reason for asylum? He wouldn't be gaining anything from asylum.
But he had to leave. He had to leave.
But he could go back if he renounces human sacrifice.
In that analogy, I agree. Right. If he renounces his claim to his property,
right,
he could go back. But I don't think that we should force him to do that. I think we should protect him from having to renounce his property in that sense.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chase. Mr. Williams?
Good morning. May it please the court, John Williams on behalf of the government. This case is a property claim dispute and does not belong in an immigration context. Both the immigration judge as well as the Board of Immigration Appeals found that the petitioner failed to show past persecution, and he failed to demonstrate a well-founded fear of future persecution if returned to Bulgaria. In addition, this petitioner filed two different asylum applications, one in 1991 claiming persecution on account of political opinion, and one in 1996 claiming persecution on account of membership in a particular social group based on this property which he's attempting to gain from his grandfather. Both applications were rejected and denied. And the substantial evidence in the record supports the board's decision of the decision's finding that he has failed in both those capacities. Mr. Stojanovic, as the court has asked during questioning, can return to Bulgaria, and through his own admission during testimony, he said that he could return there and be safe. He could, during the time that these incidents were taking place, he was also given an option of relinquishing his claim from the local officials that he alleged persecuted him and returning to his managerial position with this restaurant. He himself said during testimony, this is a personal problem, and maybe the authorities would not be interested in me if I returned to Bulgaria because this happened quite a while ago. His claim of being a member in a social group fails because there was no voluntary association of a member of a social group there in Bulgaria. As the board found, the petitioner's desire to own land is not fundamental to his individual identity. Is no common immutable characteristic here for him to satisfy this being a social group. As to any political opinion, I think it's clear from the record, as the board found, the interest of these local officials was indeed to keep a financial interest, to hold on to this restaurant and continue making the money that they were making. And not one where they associated the petitioner with any political opinion. They weren't doing any alleged acts based on a political opinion, nor was the petitioner.
Well, you might say his political opinion was the communists had no right to take his property.
Well, but it's that may be, but there is. But there
that is a political opinion.
That may be a
you may have a right. I have a right to private ownership of property. Communists say I don't. So there's a difference right there. And my quarrel is with the concept. So I've got a difference of opinion, and it's a political difference of opinion.
Yes, that may be a political opinion, except that was not conveyed. There's no evidence that.
But he said I wanted my property back, and they wouldn't let me have it.
Yes, and. But he didn't espouse. He doesn't show from the record evidence that they knew of his political opinion.
You mean
they were holding his property
because you mean they didn't know that he wanted his property back?
They knew that he wanted his property back.
Well, they knew that was because he had a difference of opinion with the Communist Party as to whether or not he could be able to own private property. It's a nice and simple turnaround.
Well, that's not clear from the evidence that's the reasoning that
sounds to me like, well, they may have a difference of opinion, but can you quarrel with that?
But that's not why they were attempting to obtain the property. They never said because we're communists, this is why we want to keep the property. They wanted to keep the property because they wanted their financial interest. They said they built.
They stole it fair and square under the communists. They're going to hang on to it. That's what they said. And he says, I don't want you to do that. And there's the difference. But he did have a political quarrel. They acquired it only through the politics of communism.
That may be 45 years ago.
You understand that doesn't destroy your position. You don't have to worry about accepting my postulate on that subject. I mean, You could still argue what you did argue.
Yes. And
don't be shocked.
Okay. Thank you. To sort of sum up here, the government would conclude that there is substantial evidence in the record that that the petitioner has that the board's decision is well supported, that there was not a showing of past persecution, and that this petitioner failed to demonstrate a well-founded fear on account of any ground. And I would ask this court to affirm the board's decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Trace. Mr. Williams, sorry. Mr. Trace?
Thank you. Just one brief comment. I think this country protects those who come from Cuba based upon the communist system, the collectivization, the nationalization of property.
I understand Bulgaria is no longer a communist country.
It's still ruled by socialist, predominantly socialist party.
A lot of places. There was socialist mayor of Milwaukee, but nobody was down here asking for asylum.
And we used to have one run for mayor here every so often.
Oh, constantly. They're still on the political platform here.
But I think unlike the situation in Milwaukee, the socialist parties in Eastern Europe and Romania and Bulgaria and many other countries are still filled with persons who were part of the original communist party.
Oh, yeah.
And they do. And not enough.
Like St. Paul. They got converted someplace along the line.
I understand. They're socialists all over.
Yeah.
It's a part of that.
Fortunately, in this country, they aren't in power, so we don't have to worry about them taking property.
I keep a hold on my pocket. Yeah. The only point I wanted to make in response to that was that we do protect those who come from the communist countries, and we do protect and encourage those to, in the past, the Hungarian freedom fighters to stand up against the communists and risk their lives to defend their property and to defend their former way of life. And in some very small sense, I believe that's what he was doing here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thank you to both counsel.